执照。
I have this following.
我有以下的一些东西。
I have popularity.
比如说呢，我很受欢迎。
Or you might say that I have significance because I have a family that loves me.
或者你会说，我之所以知道我有价值呢，是因为有一个爱我的家庭。
Or I have kids who are significant.
或者呢，我的孩子很有成就。
Or you might actually put religion into that. I know I'm significant because I serve God.
或者你可以把你的宗教信仰放在那个空格里边，说我知道我是有价值的，因为我有信仰，我有神。
I obey God.
我顺服神。
I sacrifice for Him. I'm a missionary.
我呢为他做出牺牲啊，我是传教士。
I have significance because I bring more people to the church who are unbelievers than anyone else.
我知道我有价值，因为我带更多的不信主的人到教会，比其他人做得都好。
In fact, I'm a little bit better than the other Christians in this church.
我呢比这个教会其他人是一个更合格的基督徒。
See, we can look for significance in many things, but here's what is true in all of those situations.
那么我们可以在不同的事情当中呢找到价值和意义，但是呢在所有的这些事情当中，有一点是千真万确的。
What you say gives you significance.
你所说的给你让你感到有价值。
What you say is the source of your security.
但是你说的呢，不过是你的价值的这个安全的让你有一种安全感。
That is your God.
这种安全感其实就是你眼中的上帝。
Now you may not say that it's your God.
你虽然嘴头上并不会这么说。
You're in church, after all. You probably would say you believe in the God of the Bible.
毕竟你坐在教会里边，你一定会说你相信这个圣经中的神。
But what sin is to elevate something or someone as more important than God.
但是罪是这样定义的，就是呢，把一个东西呢看得比神更高。
You value your reputation as most significant, and therefore you will not admit that you were wrong.
你会把您的声誉呢看得更高，而不承认你自己的错误。
You value your finances too much, and so you lie on your taxes.
那么你把你的财政看得更重要，因此呢在报税的时候撒谎。
You take one element, elevate it to most important, and you end up disobeying God in these other ways.
你把一个事情呢放得很高，甚至呢说成最重要的事情，而在其他事情上呢不顺服神。
Meaning that thing has become your functional God.
所以那个东西就变成了你实际上的上帝。
So for most of us, those are very good things.
对我们大多数来说，上面讲的这些事情呢都不错。
Very few of us value like murdering someone.
我们很少人当中以为谋杀他人是一种荣耀。
But instead we value good things like families or jobs or success or grades.
相反我们会把这个家庭分数还有呢成功作为比较重要的事情。
But when we pick a good thing and we say it is the most important thing,
但是当我们把这些本身不错的事情把它呢夸张化把它当成最重要的事情的时候
That is what the Bible calls idolatry.
那么圣经就把这个叫做呢偶像崇拜
And in fact it tends to ruin our lives as well.
那么这种倾向呢很容易摧毁我们生活
This is a silly illustration but it's the one that I think captures the idea here.
我下面举的这个例子呢好像有点可笑但是呢给你一个大概的这个概念
So I really miss Chinese food.
所以我很想念这个中国饭
My wife makes wonderful Chinese food, but she makes 南方地方的 food, and I'm used to Beijing food.
我太太呢做的中国菜也不错，但是她一般做南方菜。可是呢，我更喜欢北京的北方菜。
And I really miss 宫保鸡丁。
So I really miss 宫保鸡丁。
And so it's great. It's a good thing, right?
所以这个事情不错，本身没什么错。
But if I said, I know this is silly, but if I said, I know my life has meaning because I get to eat lots of 宫保鸡丁。
但是呢，我这个比喻可能有点傻。不过呢，我想告诉你一下，如果我说我知道我的生活有价值，是因为我喜欢宫保鸡丁。
Like that's the point of living is to have as much 宫保as I can。
那么我存在的价值呢，就是能够吃越多越好的这个宫保鸡丁。
You would get really fat.
那么你会变得很胖。
And eventually, the gongbao would no longer be good. You wouldn't even like to eat it.
那么吃的太多的话呢，你最后都不喜欢吃了，因为对你并不有什么，没有什么好处。
It is good.
本身这个菜不错。
But it was never meant to be most important in your life.
但是从来都不应该是你生活中最重要的一个东西。
Sex is good.
I'm sorry?
Sex is good.
Okay. 那么性生活呢，本身没什么错。
But it's never meant to be most important.
但不应该是生活中最重要的。
Education is good.
教育也是很重要的。
But it's never meant to be most important.
但并不是生活中最重要的。
You see how we do this?
你明白了吗？我说的话。
Now here's the point.
所以我的重点是这样的。
All of us have taken a good thing and made it most important in our lives and in our hearts.
所以我们当中呢很容易就这样做，就是把我们生活中一个不错的事情，一个很好的事情，太把它放在了一个至关重要的位置，把它夸张化。
That's what the essence of sin is.
其实这就是罪的本质。
And what the God calls us to, and what we're going to see in this passage, is a very different way of life.
但是神呢让我们呼召我们过的是另外一种生活，我们一会儿呢就会看到。
He calls us to put our confidence in Him and Him alone.
他让我们把我们的信心呢放在他身上，并且单单放在他身上。
And put your confidence in the God who dies and the God who lives to save.
把你的信心呢放在这位救死而为你复活的神身上。
As you know, we're in the series that I've entitled "Who's Your God?"
我们一直呢在讲这一个系列，这个标题呢是你的神是谁。
As we look at how God has revealed His character to us in all of Scripture.
那么在这些经文中呢，我们可以看到神如何彰显他自己的本相。
And today we're looking at the death and resurrection of Jesus.
那么今天呢，我们看神的死亡，还有他的复活。
Well, two points. First, we'll look at the story, and then the significance.
主要是两点。首先呢，我们来看一看这个故事；另外呢，就是这个意义。
So let's look at the story.
那我们来看一下这个故事。
Can you actually go back a couple?Slides, the verses, we can have this on the screen.
请往后倒几个。
I don't know if they can hear me. That's fine. Now, there's little in the story of the death of Jesus that there's probably very little that we haven't read or heard of before.
关于耶稣的死呢，可能我们已经读过了很多，很少有没有读到的地方。
But what happens here is Jesus has been unjustly accused.
事实是呢，耶稣受到了不公正的指控。
It's a sham trial.
这个是个假的审判。
It is trumped up charges, false witnesses.
他们捏造的一些指控，并且呢，一些这个证人做假供。
But in the end, mob justice rules, and Jesus is sent to be crucified.
但是最终呢，这些暴民他们呢。他们的话算数了，那么耶稣呢就被判刑。
Now crucifixion would have been well known to John's audience. They knew what it was.
所以对于约翰的这些听众来说呢，大家都很熟悉耶稣上十字架被钉死的这个过程。
And we know what a crucifixion is, but we've never seen it.
我们也了解这个钉在十字架是怎么一回事，虽然我们呢并没有目睹过。
If you want to see a taste of what it was like, you can watch Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ.
如果你想对这个多了解一点的话呢，你可以看一下这个 Passion of Jesus 这部电影。
They actually had to tone down the violence to make that movie one they could even show in a theater.
其实在拍摄过程当中呢，他们不得不把一些很暴力的情节呢稍微改动一下，以便呢可以公映。
Crucifixion was designed to be the most painful way to die that imaginable.
其实钉死在十字架是可以能够想象到的最残酷的一种死亡。
And the way it worked was if you're hanging from your arms.
是这样进行的，就是说呢，你的这个手臂呢，就空悬在空中。
It actually compresses your chest cavity.
那么这样呢，会让你的胸壁呢，胸腔受到挤压。
So you can't breathe.
你都不能够正常呼吸。
So you would push up with your feet.
所以你就会用这个脚呢往上抬。
And you can breathe in.
这样你可以呼吸。
And then slide down to breathe out.
然后呢再弯曲一下你的身体来往外呼吸。
So you could stay alive on the cross.
你还可以将就在这个十字架上活着。
As long as you had energy to keep pushing up and down.
只要你有能力呢上下来晃动。
But after a couple hours,
但是过两个小时之后
your body with your muscles would lose the ability to push up.
你的肌肉就丧失能力往上来运动了。
And with blood loss, you'd die of suffocation on the cross.
因为失血你就会窒息在这个十字架上窒息。
And that's the death that Jesus dies here.
这就是耶稣所经历的死亡。
If we skip ahead some verses, Jesus knows on the cross that his time has come. He's about to die.
那么在这里我们在经文中看到耶稣知道他的时候到了，他要死了。
And he cries out two things. First he yells, I thirst.
那么这里呢他喊到两句话，一个是说我很渴。
Now on one level it makes sense. He's been on the cross. He's parched. He's going to be thirsty.
这个呢也很有道理，就是他一直在这个十字架上，他呢很口渴。
But in the book of John, thirst stands for spiritual distance from God. It's a metaphor.
那么在这个约翰福音当中呢，这里的口渴呢，其实是一个比喻，它是指的是这个灵魂上的干渴。
Those who are close with God do not thirst. Those who are far from God thirst.
离神近的人不会觉得干渴，只有远离神的人呢才觉得干渴。
So Jesus is not just saying I'm thirsty, he's actually speaking in the metaphor of John saying I'm far from God.
那么这里呢，耶稣并不只是说他口渴，那么在这个约翰福音当中，他这里指的是呢，他跟神远离了。
The other gospels say this is the moment where he says, My God, my God, why have you forsaken?
在另外的福音书中呢，我们也看到这个时候呢，耶稣大喊说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
And Jesus is cut off and distanced from God himself.
那么耶稣呢，被使得跟神隔绝了。
And what you and I cannot fathom is that the pain of that separation is greater than the pain of the cross.
你和我可能都不理解，与神的这个隔绝其实比在十字架上的受死更痛苦。
Jesus is cut off so that others might be connected. He becomes thirsty that he might offer living water to others.
那么耶稣被迫与神隔绝，以便我们可以跟神和好。那么他呢，在十字架上受渴，以便呢我们可以得到永恒的活水。
And the second thing Jesus cries out is, he says, It is finished.
那么他说的第二句话呢，就是说成了。
This is not a cry of relief, like finally it's over.
这并不是叹口气说最终完成了，泄了一口气。
It is a cry of triumph, of victory, of success.
这里呢是一种这个声就是说呢宣告胜利了，已经成功了。
And then Jesus gives up.And die.
然后呢这个耶稣就放弃了他的灵魂，就去世了。
Now, the story doesn't end there, as you know, as we continue reading. He doesn't stay dead, though the soldiers come and confirm he is dead. They bury him in a tomb with 70 pounds of spices on his torso and linens around him closed up in a tomb. He doesn't stay dead.
但是呢故事并不停止在这儿，虽然当时呢在他死后士兵也过来验证他确实死了，并且呢当时他身上呢给他覆盖了70磅重的这个香料，那么确实当时是死了。
And in John 20, we see the first moment where he comes back to life and people understand what's going on.
那么约翰二十节就是说他首次从死里复活的时候发生了什么。
Mary is the first to notice. She sees that the stone is rolled away. She probably thinks that someone stole the body, whether the religious authorities or a grave robber.
那么玛利亚呢是第一个看到耶稣的尸体不在的人，她当时以为呢或者是盗墓的人把尸体盗走了，或者是呢是罗马当局干的这个事儿。
So Peter and most likely John run back and they see the linen cloths in the tomb.
然后呢Peter 和约翰来到墓里，看到呢这个裹尸的布。
Now this is significant because if someone had stolen the body, they wouldn't have left the clothing behind.
这一点其实很重要，如果有人盗墓的话，他们不会把衣服留在那儿，这些布料留在那儿。
Grave robbing, if you were caught grave robbing, you would be killed.
因为呢，一旦盗墓人被抓到的话，就会处以死刑。
So when you did it, you went in, grabbed the body, and left as fast as you could. You wouldn't stay there to unwrap the body.
所以盗墓的人一旦进到墓里边，他们就赶紧抱着尸体就走了，不可能坐在那儿一层一层的把这个裹尸的布呢揭下来。
And if you did, you certainly wouldn't have left them all nice and neat, like they'd be all over the place, right? They're in a hurry.
即使这样做的，你也是肯定是匆匆忙忙的，不可能把这些布呢整整齐齐的放在那儿。
And in fact, here where it says the head cloth was lying folded up in a place by itself.
那么其实你看这里说裹头巾呢还单独放在一处。
The word folded up actually is a word that could mean rolled up or twirled.
那么这个叠的这个词呢意思就是说是卷在一起的或者是呢折在一起的。
And so scholars suspect what that means is just as you wrapped or rolled it around the head, it is still in that same shape.
有学者研究说呢，就是当缠在头上的时候，那么从头上下来还是缠头的那个缠头巾的样子和。
In fact, it suggests that the linens are there as if there was a body that just disappeared from inside them.
就好像呢，那些裹尸的布呢还在那儿，就是尸体没了。
Or passed through them.
或者呢，从这些裹尸布里边就是出来了。
Now they don't understand everything that's going on.
所以当时他们并不理解当时发生的一切。
They believe something.
但是呢，他们却相信有一些事情。
They don't understand everything.
他们看到了一些事情，但并不都理解。
It's not until in the next verses Jesus appears to them and teaches them that they begin to understand the significance of his death and resurrection.
直到下一节，那么耶稣呢向他们显现，告诉他们，来教育他们的时候，他们才知道耶稣这个复活的意义。
And one thing that his resurrection proves,
那么有一点就是他的复活证明了
is that his death was fully accomplished.
就是说呢，他的这个死亡是完全做成了。
In other words, there's nothing more for him to do.
就是说他不可能再做别的了，没有什么别的需要做的了。
It really is finished.So he can come back to life and go back to heaven. There's nothing left for him to do.
所以再不需要他做什么了，他可以呢就可以从死里复活，然后到天堂上去。
So that's the basic gist of the story. It's a familiar story.
所以这故事呢我们很熟悉。
But I want to think of the significance of this story for our lives.
但是我想大家考虑一下呢，这个故事对我们生活的意义。
Now this is a really hard sermon to prepare because we will spend all of eternity understanding the significance of this.
准备这个讲道呢比较难，因为将来呢我们可能会永生跟这个神在一起来真正理解这个意义。
What could I possibly say that does justice to this?
那么I'm sorry.
It's insufficient.
不论我做什么，我说的都不足以来解释这个意义。
But there are three major things that I think we as a church and me as an individual that we really need to see and understand about them.
但是有三件事呢，我们作为一个教会整体，还有我作为一个个人都需要理解的。
First, we need to see the costliness of grace.
首先呢我们要看一下这个恩典为恩典所付上的代价。
Second, we need to see the gospel of grace.
还有就是说这个充满恩典的福音。
And third, we need to see the paradox.
还有就是中间的矛盾之处。
Let's look at each one.
那我们来逐一看一下。
The costliness of grace.
首先是恩典的代价。
See, if you are like me,
如果你跟我一样的话
and I know I am,
我知道我是这样的。
You don't think of yourself as being that bad.
你不会觉得你自己太糟糕。
You're better than the people around you in society.
你比社会上你周围其他的人都更好一些。
You're more moral than them.
你更有道德感。
I mean, maybe you're actually in the top 20% of people in the world.
可能在世界上20%的最好的人当中。
You know, you're more compassionate, you're more sacrificial, you're more generous, you serve God.
你更有同情心啊，你也更有牺牲的精神，然后呢，你也更慷慨，你服侍神。
And you're more committed to God, frankly, than most people, most Christians even.
并且呢，你比大多数人，甚至比大多数基督徒更献身于神。
And you know that Jesus died for you.
你知道耶稣为你而死。
But it doesn't. You don't really know it. I'm not like in here. Know it. It's up here.
但是这些都是头脑里的知识，并没有进到你的心中。你心中其实并不理解。
And if you were here last month, where we saw that Jesus came for the sick, not for the healthy, it's like that's not fair.
如果你上个月在这儿的话，你还记得我的那个讲道吗？就是耶稣是为病人、患病的人而来，而不是为这个身体强壮的人而来。你当时你肯定会想，这个太不公平了。
And here's the problem.
那么现在这个问题是这样的。
Those who do wrong do not get to define the extent of their wrong.
就是做错事的人呢，并没有权利来定义他们所做的错事。
Like for an example, let's give an example.
举个例子来说。
If I go up and kidnap a 3-year-old.
如果我过去把一个这个3岁的孩子拐骗了。
But I only kidnapped them for one day.
但是呢，我只拐骗了一天。
After one day, I bring the kid back.
然后就把这孩子送回去了。
You know, I took care of them, didn't hurt the child in any way, said the child took care of them.
我呢根本就没有对这个小孩造成任何伤害，我还给他吃东西，照顾他。
The child would be really angry and mad and hurt, and the parents would too.
但是呢，孩子会非常的生气，会觉得很受伤，然后呢，父母也会这样有这种感觉。
I don't get the right to be like, it's not a big deal, it's only one day.
我没有权利这么说，没事啊，不过是一天而已。
Like there's 365 days in a year.
一年中有365天的。
You're gonna live to be like 70. What's one day? That's like thousands and thousands of days. One day, what's the big deal?
你会活到70岁，有成千上百的日子，那么一天算什么呢
？To do that is actually to perpetrate the abuse, right?
那么这样做呢，其实是又在犯罪。
It is part of the wrongdoing of the wrongdoer that I don't think it was wrongdoing.
那么不承认自己做错的事情，实际上是罪加一等。
What's the point?
那么这个观点问题在哪儿
？You know, it's not that big a deal that I treat grades as more important than God.
我把分数呢看得比神重，其实也没什么。
It really isn't that big a deal that I sacrifice spiritual things to go to work.
我把这个属灵的事情放弃来去工作，也没什么坏处啊。
It's just one day.
不过是一天而已。
But we don't get the right to define that.
但是。其实呢，话语权并不在我们这儿。
And instead, what the cross demonstrates is how bad that is.
但是十字架已经告诉了我们这些事情有多么的糟糕。
We are like, oh, it's not a big deal.
我们会说没什么事啊。
But the death that Jesus dies is how big a deal our sin is.
但是耶稣受死的方式告诉了我们，我们的罪是何等的严重。
That's what we deserve.
这本来是我们应该受的惩罚。
And our sin is so great that it took Jesus doing that to free us from our sin.
我们的罪恶如此深重，以至于呢，耶稣必须受这样的死，才让我们呢得到自由。
See, he suffers so that we might go free.
你大家看一下，就是说呢，他受苦以便我们得到自由。
He loses God so that we might get God.
他丢失了跟神的联系，以便我们得到上帝。
And our sin is what he receives what we deserve.
那么我们应该遭受的罪却落到了他的身上。
See, our sin, our idolatry is so bad.
我们拜偶像的罪实在是太罪恶深重了。
That the only way to solve it was for God himself to die.
唯一的救赎办法就是让耶稣受死。
Now, what does that mean?
那么这意味着什么呢？
What does that look like?
那么是一个什么样的画面呢？
Prince, it needs to look like immense humility.
那么大家应该意识到这个是非常有耻辱性的。
The arrogance we have as Christians is absolutely wrong.
我们做了基督徒的这种骄傲完全是错误的。
We are not good.
我们根本就一无是处。
Of all people, we should know that. We worship a God who had to die for us. That's how bad we are.
我们应该了解这一点，因为我们在敬拜一个神，他必须救死，以便呢拯救我们的罪，以便这个罪有多么的深重。
Yet we walk around implicitly being like, oh, this world, they're so bad, they should be more like us.
但是呢，我们大摇大摆的在这个世界上走着，然后觉得整个世界呢都应该像我们一样。
And sometimes it takes on racial and ethnic terms too.
有的时候呢，这种骄傲带上了一种种族的这种外观。
What the Germans did is so wrong. They're such bad people.
德国人说的真的是太糟了，他们是真是很邪恶的一个族群。
What the Japanese did is so wrong. They're such bad people.
日本人做的真的是太糟了，真的是他们很邪恶。
Americans aren't like that.
美国人不会这样。
Chinese people aren't like that.
中国人也不会这样。
We've never done anything bad to any other race ever.
我们从来都没有对其他的族群做过类似的事情。
Right?
是不是这样呢？
But it has broken my heart to hear some of the way we in our church have spoken of Japanese people.
当我听到教会的一些人谈到日本人的时候呢，我觉得心里边很难过。
Why?
为什么呢？
Not because Japanese people have never done anything wrong.
并不是说因为日本人没有做过错事，其实我们在神面前都做了错事。
And the gospel demands that we humble ourselves and say we are no better than anyone else.
那么上帝要求我们呢，谦卑下来承认我们并不比其他人更好。
Jesus died for everyone's sin, ours included.
那么耶稣是为每个人的罪而受死，包括我们自己的。
The costliness of grace means that we must be humbled before the cross.
所以这个恩典的代价就是说，我们必须在十字架前面呢谦卑下来。
We do not deserve to be saved.
我们不配被拯救。
More than that, the cross also teaches us about the gospel of grace.
而且这个福音呢也告诉我们了这个福音的恩典。
Now some of you know this picture.
大家可能知道这幅画。
This one here. This is called Study of Hands Praying.
这个画的题目呢叫做就是说祷告之手的研考。
It's by Albrecht Dürer.
是他的画的作者呢叫 Albrecht Dürer.
Don't worry, I didn't know the name.
其实我也不知道叫什么名字。
But I've seen the painting.
但是我看过这幅画。
What I didn't know is the story behind it.
但是当时不知道他这个画后的这个故事。
So Dürer was best friends with a guy named Franz Nickstein.
那 Dürer 呢是这个 Franz Nickstein 的好朋友。
And they were young and poor, but both wanted to be artists.
他们当时都很年轻，但是你们都没钱，不过呢都想当艺术家。
So they made an agreement.
所以打成了协议。
They said we're going to both work really hard and save a lot of money.
所以他们说呢，我们都会努力工作，省些钱下来。
And then we'll draw straws.
然后呢，我们会抽签。
And one of us will get to go to art school.
那么我们其中一个呢，就可以呢去上艺术学院。
And the other one promises to work hard to pay for the other one's art school.
那么另外一个呢，就要承诺努力工作，为另外一个人挣钱付学费。
And then once you go through art school and can start making money as an artist.You'll take that money and pay for the other one to go to art school.
那么一个人学在这个艺术学院学业有成，开始工作之后呢，就可以挣钱来为另外一个人呢攒钱来上艺术学院。
Seems a pretty good deal.
是不是很好的一个交易呢
？So they draw straws. Dürer wins.
所以呢，他们就抽签 ，Dürer 就赢了。
So he takes the money that they've saved.
然后呢就把他们存下来的钱
It goes off to art school.
拿去来付这个艺术学院的学费。
This is in the 1600s, by the way.
顺便说一下，就是在1600年那个年代。
So he comes back after years of having received money and funding his education. He comes back to see France.
那么在他就学期间呢，他持续不断地从他的朋友那里收到寄来的钱，然后呢他就毕业了，然后又回到了朋友身边。
And Franz has worked so hard in such dirty, difficult jobs.
那Franz同时呢，这些年一直在干又脏又累的活。
That his hands could no longer hold the paintbrush.
以至于呢，他的手已经不能再握画笔了。
They're disfigured and broken and shaky.
已经变形了，并且呢，不断的抖动。
He would never be able to be an artist.
所以永远就不可能再成为艺术家了。
And these are his hands.
这就是他的手。
The door painted.
那么door就画了这双手。
To honor what Franz did for him.
那么画这个画的目的呢，就是来纪念。他的朋友为他所做的一切。
See, Franz gave up his dream so that Dürer could have his dream.
Franz 把他的梦想放弃了，以便呢 Dürer 可以实现他的梦想。
Franz gave up his hopes of a better life so Dürer could have a better life.
那么 Franz 把他的可以过上好日子的这种希望放弃了，以便呢 Dürer 可以过上这样的好日子。
Franz gave up his hand
Franz
so Dürer could have
Franz 把他自己的双手放弃了，以便呢 ，Dürer 可以有一双有技能的手。
Now, how do you respond to that?
那对这样的牺牲，你应该做出什么样的反应呢
？There's a lot of insufficient ways to respond. So, what's the right way to respond?
很多的反应呢都不足。那么应该的反应是什么呢
？How can Dürer honor Franz?
那么这个 Dürer 应该怎么样来答谢 Franz 呢？其实呢，他不能再挣的给他挣点什么。
Like even if he paid him back all the money from school, it's not right. That's not sufficient to pay it back.
即使把在以前他借给他的钱都还给他，但那个也不值什么了。
One gave up everything for the other. Money does not fix that.
当一个人把所有的都放弃来为另外一个人做出牺牲的话。任何的补偿都是不够的。
Being nice to him doesn't make up for it.
那么对他好一些也不能呢补偿。
Like you can't deserve it.
就是说呢，你本来是不配的。
It was freely given this immense costly sacrifice.
那么这种牺牲，这种非常大的牺牲呢，已经很慷慨的给予了你。
You can't make enough money to overcome it, to be worth it.
你没办法挣足够的钱来补回给这个人。
You can't be famous enough that it makes it worthwhile.
你也不能呢让你自己很出名，用你的名声呢来补偿他。
But it also doesn't honor him to beat yourself up over it.
但是呢，你把自己搞得一团糟，也不能呢补偿他。
Oh, I'm such a horrible person. He gave up his hands for me. I'm just so bad and just beat myself up. That doesn't honor him.
那你不断的自责说我真是太糟糕了以至于呢他把他的手牺牲了来成全我你这样自责呢也不会补偿他
How do you honor him?
那么你怎么来表达你的这个敬意呢
You accept the gift he gave.
那么你需要做的就是接受他给你的礼物
And you make a painting of his hands.
然后呢给他画一幅画他的手的画
And you tell the whole world that you owe him your life.
那么你告诉全世界，你这一辈子都欠了他。
Friends, Jesus gave up so much more than his future as an artist.
那么大家想一下，耶稣呢，其实比这个未来没有成功的这个艺术家所牺牲的更多。
And he gave it up to give you something so much more precious than art school.
那么他放弃了那么多，其实比一所艺术学校。给了你比一所艺术学校更宝贵的东西。但是我们的反应是什么呢？我们试图来赢得。
We do things like, well, if I just prove to God how committed I am to Him, then He'll forgive me.
那么我们会做些事情说，我只要跟神证明，我呢有多么的委身于他，然后呢，他就可以呢， 原谅我。
Can I just serve him enough to accept me and love me?
那如果呢，我经常的服侍他，他就会接受我，并且爱我。
Just 2,000 years ago, he said, "It is finished."
但是2000年之前，他就说已经完成了。
He already gave the gift of his life.
他已经把他生命的礼物给你了。
And there's nothing you can do to make up for that.
根本没有什么你可以做的来补偿。
Some of us react by beating ourselves up.
我们很多人呢，通过这样一种方式来反应啊、他的爱，就是说呢，我们会自责。
Like we know we're sinners.
我们知道我们是罪人。
And we think that if we just feel bad enough, God will feel bad for us and forgive us.
如果我们不断的自责不断的忏悔的话呢，那神就会怜悯我们，然后呢就饶恕我们。
But you see that doesn't honor him?
你有没有看到其实这不能给他而荣耀他。
He freely gave his salvation 2,000 years ago. He said, it is finished.
因为2000年之前呢，他已经白白的把他的救恩给了我们，并且呢宣布已经成了。
He dies and is raised to life.Meaning there's nothing left that could be done.
就是说他已经完全的死了，然后呢又完整的复活了，没有什么剩下需要我们做的了。
How do we honor him?
那么我们怎么荣耀他呢？
All we can do is receive the gift.
我们所能做的就是接受这个礼物。
And thank him for it.
为此呢感谢他。
And draw a picture of his hands and tell the whole world how we owe him our lives.
然后呢给他画一双他的手，告诉整个世界我们欠他多少。
this is so crucial that we grasp.
那么这一点呢很重要很关键。
Because I and you, we respond in two ways.
因为我们你和我呢都常常用这种两种方式来回应。
The one way which is probably dominant here in our church, we try to make up for it by proving to God we were worth saving.
一点呢就是非常流行的一种做法在这里，就是说呢通过很努力来证明呢我们是值得被救赎的。
Like you save other people and they're not committed, but you got a good deal, Jesus, when you died for me.
就是说呢你救了别人可能呢并不那么值得，但是你救了我确实是你做的不错，是值得救我的，我是值得救的。
Because look at my life, look what I do for you.
你看看我的生活，看看我都为你做了什么。
Franz did not get a good deal.
那么 Franz 呢并没有得到一个很好的买卖。
Jesus did not get a good deal, Franz.
那么耶稣也没有得到一笔对耶稣来说这笔账也不划算。
Like you don't even like yourself all the time. How is he gonna like you all the time?
你自己都并不是总是一直喜欢你自己的，又怎么期望耶稣一直都喜欢你呢？
But do you see how that attitude says it's not finished yet?
你有没有看到这个态度其实就是在说这个事情还没完。
It's not finished. I still have to do this.
事情还没完我还需要做点什么。
But Jesus says, it is finished.
但是耶稣说已经完成了已经成了。
All of your obedience.
你所有的顺服。
All of your service to God.
你对主的所有的服侍。
Doesn't make you one smidgen more acceptable to God.
并不会使你多一点受耶稣的接受。
It is finished, complete, done, canceled in full. There's nothing you can add to it.
那么这个事情已经完成了，你的账完全被取消了，已经完整的完成了这件事情。
And the other way we respond?
那么另外一种回应的方式是什么呢？
It's by beating ourselves up.
就是不断的自责。
I don't deserve to be forgiven.
我不配呢被原谅。
True.
的确是这样的。
And so you beat yourself up. Well, if I just feel bad enough, God will feel sorry for me.
然后呢你就不断的自责，认为呢只要你自己觉得可怜，然后神呢最终也会可怜你。
That might work with your husband.
那可能呢这招对你先生有用。
But Jesus says, it is finished.
但是耶稣在这里说呢已经成了。
Before you were even born, he died for you, much less when you felt bad about it.
那么在你出生之前呢他已经被已经为你 为你死了，所以呢你这个自己自怜根本没有什么用。
We simply accept what he has done.
所以呢只是接受他为我们死的这个事实就可以了。
What does that look like?
那么这是一种什么样的情形呢？
Confidence in God's forgiveness.
就是对神的救赎呢要怀有信心。
He has forgiven you. End of story.
他已经原谅了你，这就是整个故事的已经做成了。
Will you accept?
你愿意接受吗？
The gospel humbles us because we see our sin, and yet gives us huge confidence because we know we are sin.
那么因为我们的罪呢，神让我们降卑下来，但是又因着我们对他的信心，他让我们有信心。
Last and quickly, let's look at the paradox of grace.
那么最后一点呢，就是说我们来看一下这个恩典的矛盾之处。
Realize this means there's nothing you can do to add to what Jesus has done.
一方面呢，就是说你根本就没办法再做些什么来增加耶稣已经完成的事情。
All of your accomplishments in life do not make you more acceptable to God.
你在生活当中、生命中所取得所有的成就，并不会使得你更被耶稣所接受。
Now you can hear that negatively, like, oh man, what's the point?
那你可以很反面的这样去想，那又怎么样呢？
Or you can care positively. Nothing I do can ever take me away from God's love.
或者你可以积极的想，就是不论我做什么，都不可能隔绝我与神的爱。
And this is totally different than how you and I try to prove our significance.
所以这跟你我试图证明自己的意义和价值的方式根本就不一样。
We work way too hard at our jobs because.We think that makes us significant.
我们过于的努力工作，以为呢工作可以让我们更有价值。
And we sacrifice our family sometimes for months at a time because the job must be worshipped.
我们日以月计的呢牺牲我们的家庭，以为呢这个工作必须先完成。
We have standards for our kids' accomplishments that are way too high.
我们对我们孩子的要求，对他们所获得的成就的期望呢过高。
That would demand in their entire life.
那么我们要求他们把整个生命都搭上。
Because we think that's how you have success.
我们以为呢，这才是取得成功的途径。
But you see, that's not the way of Jesus.
但是你有没有看到，这并不是耶稣的方法。
How did Jesus gain success?
耶稣是怎么换得成就的呢？得到胜利的呢
？An accomplishment.
然后取得这么多永恒的价值的呢
by dying,
他是通过死亡
by giving up his wealth and glory in heaven,
是把他的富有还有把他的荣耀都放弃
by becoming homeless,
变成无家可归的人
and dying naked with not a penny to his name, absolutely broke.
那么赤身裸体的而死，身无分文。
He had a job as a carpenter.
他本来呢是个木匠。
Low class job.
非常低层的这么一种工作。
And then after age 30, he didn't even work a job.
30岁以后呢就没有工作了。
Jesus was someone that if your kid was like that, you would be livid.
那么假如你的其中的孩子一个像耶稣这样生活的话呢，你肯定会暴跳如雷。
Son, get a job.
你会说儿子赶紧去找个工作
Get an education.
受点教育
You're going to college.
你要去上大学
Now, none of those are bad things.
这些本身也不是什么坏事
But the way of the cross is that if you want success
但是呢有一点区别就是说假如你要成功的话
You fail.
其实你反倒是呢这个失败了
If you want to live
你要想活着
you must die.
你必须先死掉自己
If you want to keep your life,
你要保存你的生命的话
you must lose it.
你需要先放弃它
And if you try to save your life,
你要想保留你的生命
by having a great job and a great career and a great family, if that is your goal in life,
如果你的想要一份好的工作有个好的家庭成功是你生活的目标的话
then you will lose it.
那么最终呢你反倒会丢失这些
Now, what does that look like?
那么这应该是什么一个情况呢
I have no idea.
我不知道
But it looks radically different than what our general church culture looks like.
但肯定呢，是跟我们这个一般的我们教会文化是不一样的。
The way up is down.
那么往上升的途径呢，就是往下走。
The way to honor is through dishonor.
那么想荣耀的办法呢，就是先放弃自己，不荣耀自己。
The way to resurrection is through a cross.
那么复活的办法呢，就是通过十字架。
Maybe the most successful thing you can do in your life is to quit your job.
可能在你生活当中，你能够做的最成功的一件事情呢，反倒是放弃你的工作。
Sell your house and car.
把你的车和房子卖了。
Give away all your money.
把你所有的钱都给出来。
And die.
然后就死掉。
That's what it meant for Jesus.
大家想想看，其实这就是耶稣所说的。
That is how Jesus has eternal significance.
因此呢，他获得了永恒的价值。
And if that irks you that I said that,
如果刚才说的让你很不安的话，
like you're all concerned your kids aren't kind of study now,
然后你会担心你孩子现在不准备好好学习了。
If that annoys you, could it be?
如果这一点让你很烦的话，
that earthly honor is more important to you than the honor Jesus has already earned before God for you.
会不会是说明世界上的这些成功对你来说，比耶稣在神面前为你挣得的荣耀更重要呢？
Could it be that the earthly success on earth is more important to you than the successful life Jesus has already earned and given to you?
是不是说这个世上的成功比耶稣为你挣得的这个荣耀更重要呢？
Could it be that you get a greater sense of your worth from your own accomplishments than you do from Jesus who has already earned God's favor for you?
是不是说你从事业当中所得的成就感比耶稣在上帝面前为你赢得的这个荣耀你觉得更重要呢？
Could that simply reveal that these things have become far more important to you than God Himself?
是不是这个事情显示，那么他们比上帝本身在你的生活中更重要？
And so you will never sacrifice those.
你永远都不可能把这些起来牺牲。
But you do sacrifice the life God may want you to have.
但是呢，你却放弃了神让你过的生活。
Because if God really is center,
因为上帝确实是中心
and Jesus really has earned for you the love of God and the affirmation of God and the accomplishment of a perfect life so that God loves you, no question, you cannot lose it.
那么事实是呢，耶稣已经为你赢得了上帝的爱，上帝的认可，你不可能会丢掉这些的。
Then what does it matter what job we have?
那么做什么工作又有什么又怎么样呢？
Because the only person in the world whose opinion matters, God himself, has already said, I love and treasure and accept you as you are. Who cares if you're a garbage person or a CEO?
因为全宇宙的神，那么他呢已经接受了你并且爱你，那么不论你做什么工作，你是一个公司的总裁也好，还是你是这个收垃圾的好也好，那有什么区别呢？
Who cares if you have a 2.0 or a 3.1?
你的这个分数是 2.0 或 3.1 又怎么样呢？
Who cares what your net worth is or how much money you have in the bank or what car you drive or what house you have if the only thing that ultimately matters in the world, God's opinion, is set and secure and firm and you cannot lose it?
那么假若呢，这个世界上唯一说话算数的人，他的这个观点是你已经被接受了，他爱你，他认可你，你的位置是安全的，那么你银行里边有多少钱，你的净产值是多少，这又有什么又怎么样呢？
That's convicting enough for one day.
I'm sorry?
I said that's convicting enough for one day.
那么今天呢，我觉得我说的已经够让大家内疚的了，就到这儿。
But the cross means that the way up is down.
所以呢，这个重点就是说，要想往上走，那么先往下。
If we would seek to save our life,
如果我们想寻求 保存我们的生命的话。
But if we lose our life for the sake of Christ, we will gain it.
我们必须先放弃我们的生命，但是如果我们为了耶稣的名放弃我们的生命的话，我们最终呢反倒会得到他。
That is an entirely different way of life than any of us live.
这是一种与我们众人所过的完全不同的生活。我们来一起祷告。
God, we thank you for the cross.
主啊，我们为十字架感谢你。
It is overwhelming in its impact in our hearts.
十字架是让我们有的时候不可理解。
And God, most of us do not live a cross-centered life.
很多人，很多我们当中很多人呢，并不过一种以十字架为中心的生活。
We have taken earthly and worldly goals.And added Christianity to them.
我们把世界上的一切呢做的看得更重要，只是把十字架呢附加在上边。
Instead of letting you redefine the entirety of our lives.
而不是让你呢重新定义我们整个的生活。
And I pray that you would take the gospel and root it deeply in our hearts.
主，我们求你把福音的真正意义放到我们的心中。
Let it reshape and refashion us.